I'm Keith Peters reporting. There's been a court ruling in President Trump's favor.
A federal judge has cleared the way for President Trump to downsize the federal workforce with a deferred resignation program. U.S. District Judge George O'Toole Jr. has ruled labor unions don't have the legal standing to challenge the program, commonly referred to as a buyout. It's a significant legal victory for the president after a string of courtroom setbacks. Trump wants to use financial incentives to encourage government employees to quit. Under the plan, they can stop working and get paid until September 30th. The White House says tens of thousands of workers have accepted the offer. Mike Hempen, Washington.
President Trump says he and Russian Vladimir Putin have agreed to begin negotiations on ending the Ukraine war. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In what is believed to be his first phone call with Putin since returning to the White House, the president said the two leaders had a lengthy and highly productive conversation. He wrote on social media that he and Putin agreed to have our respective teams start negotiations immediately and would be alerting Ukrainian President Zelensky. Mr. Trump said he and Putin pledged to work together very closely and also agreed to visit one another's nations. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Senate has confirmed Tulsi Gabbard as President Trump's Director of National Intelligence. The vote Wednesday came after Republicans who had initially questioned her experience and judgment fell in line behind her nomination. Gabbard is a military veteran and a former Democratic congresswoman from Hawaii. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 225 points. The Nasdaq rose 6. The S&P 500 down by 16 points. This is SRN News. A British Christian charity takes on OnlyFans.
Officials with CARE are urging authorities in the UK to investigate the website, which allows people to post any kind of video for pay, but is primarily a pornography site. CARE says there are too many allegations that OnlyFans is spreading child porn and benefiting from human trafficking, and it's time for the government to look into it. Similar demands are coming from nonprofit organizations here in the U.S. where the problem is especially bad. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in some states are pushing measures to crack down on abortion pills or penalize women who obtain abortions. Some of the efforts appear to be stalled this year. It's too early to tell whether others will gain momentum. Several states have banned abortion, but only Louisiana so far has specifically classified certain abortion drugs as controlled dangerous substances. The move can increase penalties for people who possess them without prescriptions. This is SRN News. House Republicans on Wednesday released a blueprint they intend to use to advance President Trump's legislative agenda. More on this story from correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting.
The rollout of the budget resolution comes one day before the House Budget Committee is scheduled to debate and advance the resolution, the first step in the budget reconciliation process. The panel is set to consider the measure Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. The budget resolution acts as an outline for the reconciliation process, mandating minimums for spending cuts each committee will be tasked with making over the next 10 years, and a cap for how much the Ways and Means Committee will be allowed to increase deficit through tax cuts over the coming decade. The resolution includes a $4.5 trillion cap on the deficit impact of the Republicans' plan to extend Trump's 2017 tax cuts, a number the Ways and Means Committee will use to craft the tax portion of the legislation. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.